Section 5. The Solution. Theme: Hope Rekindled, Purpose Gained, Love Found, A Call for Desperately Needed Change. Section Introduction. As we have seen, Joshua of Nazareth defines religion as a creation of men, not facts about or from God. In fact, that is the reason why Joshua came to the earth. He came to reveal his Father God, the creator and designer of the human race, because people needed a lot of help and had got a lot wrong about their creator and did not have the will to treat one another well. He did not come to create a religion or to be a religious figurehead. Rather, he came to be a model and a leader for the people of the earth. Joshua of Nazareth said that he represented his Father, God the Creator, perfectly, like no one else in history ever had. He said this, quote, "All things have been handed over to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and to anyone to whom the Son wills to reveal him." Unquote, Matthew 11. Quote, "So Jesus said to them again, truly, truly, I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters through me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it abundantly." Unquote. John chapter 10. Quote, "Many who claim to speak for God, but do not, will arise and will mislead and deceive many." Unquote, Matthew chapter 24. Simply put, only the Son can accurately reveal the Father, and thus a person can only know God properly through the Son. A very simple truth which he conveyed many times from different perspectives to make sure it was communicated well. To repeat and paraphrase these teachings, Joshua taught that he and he alone was the most perfect revelation of God to humanity, and no one else before him or after him would be able to duplicate his revelation. Thus, the one true messenger of the Creator came and delivered the solution to mankind's problems. So, what are the components to the solution to help people see that living a life like the one Joshua calls people to will lead both to a badly needed change and rightness as well as eternal life? How can one escape the successful failure or never enter into it to begin with? Let us take a look at some important concepts in order to fully develop the answers to those questions.